Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Cascading this message to you in infinite time by neutrino transmission through all dimensions and multiverses. Before I too am obliged to join eternal oblivion in the deep, 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 I would like to offer you this. Our last story ever told, after we foolishly reconstructed one of those terrible, terrible creatures.
Found a single strand of DNA floating in the inky void of the deep, 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 deep.
I'll be needing to hand you over to the Meta Nanny for an announcement.
Greetings, comrades. Our sincere apologies for interrupting your simulations. After long, will somebody please turn that flocking alarm off? Thank you. After long and dedicated research by our scientific community, we are able to discern that it is DNA that belongs to a sentient race of beings known as human, who became extinct after they and their so-called universe folded in on itself and disappeared up its own black hole. Oh, I do apologize. A word from the talking head of science.
We have only one strand of DNA, but from that single strand...
We shall create baby.
A whole new human story. Bubbling recess of the gestation laboratory, a simmering womb sac full of human genes Cook's baby, who is almost done.
Hello. This is a public cervix announcement. A public cervix announcement.
Baby is coming.
Hello. This is a public cervix announcement. A public cervix announcement.
Baby is coming.
A public cervix announcement.
Baby is coming.
Outside, at a simulated vaginal opening, the press crew are gathered, eagerly anticipating the arrival of baby. But then, all hell breaks loose as baby shoots out on a shopping trolley. A fully grown human in a pink onesie.
Baby!
Baby, what's it feel like to be born?
Are you really a blank slate upon which we shall write you?
Is it good to be here?
Or do you prefer a nice cosy room?
All curled up?
In front of a delicious placenta.
Wanna go back in?
Say something, baby!
Yes, speak, baby, speak!
What are you going to do with your life?
Da-da!
What does da-da mean?
Paparazzi be gone, I don't do interviews.
Baby tries to leave, but one of the shopping trolley wheels has gone wonky. And meanwhile, the press crew grab broomsticks which have randomly materialized and simultaneously beat Baby.
Ouch! Oh! Bastard! Stop!
After that, a man appears with a cart.
Oh, placenta! Get your placenta here! Womb fresh placenta!
Ooh, yes, please. Yummy.
The press crew all gather behind their wall of sticks, martial arts style, and then part them and peep through at Baby.
Move the fuck away from my baby!
Mummy!
Mummy is a drag queen Banroku puppet from Japan with a helmet of golden hair and a Brummy accent.
Now listen here, you. How dare you say Dad was your first word? I scrimped and saved and worked my fingers to their fucking puppet bones for you. I knew you could at least have called for your mummy.
Yes, all right, Mummy. When I said Dada, I was actually referring to the early 20th century art movement.
The what, you twat?
Mummy! I don't like bad language in a mummy. Please kindly nip yourself in the bud.
Listen here, baby. It's my job to get you on the life journey.
The life journey?
That's right.
To find the transcendental object at the end of time.
And then, when you have the transcendental object at the end of time, you'll leave me, you bastard, and forget all about me!
Here. On her own.
You poor old shrunken.
Shriveled.
Bone dry.
Petrified.
Desiccated.
Puppet mother.
Anyway, fuck you! You can send me a monthly stipend.
Fine! Whatever it's going to cost to keep me away from you!
First things first, you need to find a friend of the oculist.
The what?
Oculist. The occult eye surgeon, stupid. Keep up.
Baby enters the Oculus shop.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
And good night.
What?
Oculists are multidimensional beings that exist in all time zones at once, which is a little confusing. But other than that, it's all a bit sort of 19th century, really. There are, in fact, an entire ensemble of oculists who share their business premises with a bunch of terribly posh proctologists. Anyway, they all buzz around Baby.
Attention!
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 For those not familiar with the term proctologist, it's just a doctor that specialises in bottoms.
And unfortunately, a proctologist's investigation usually involves extensive anal irrigation. So, they all set about Baby. Oculists scrutinise Baby's eyes with 19th century ocular equipment. Meanwhile, the proctologists get out their probes and, probe.
Bloody hell! Oh! No! What? Is that absolutely necessary?
We're looking into your eyes.
And your ass.
Your eyes and your ass.
Actually, it's your mind's eye we want.
We look into your dreams.
So, you must choose two dreams to live out the life journey.
And at the end of the journey, you will have incantation.
And with the incantation, you open the gate. And through the gate is the Eschaton, the transcendental object at the end of time!
But I haven't had any dreams yet, so I was only born a few minutes ago.
Well, that could be six lifetimes here on the radio in fiction land, darling.
Your eyes, they're a shut tight in the moon waters, were they not?
Oh yeah, it's wide shut, but my bowels were open. Most of the time, actually.
Now then, moving along. It seems that the oculists and the proctologists have in fact found what they're looking for.
There are plenty of dreams. Come and have a look, everyone.
Aha, here we are. Dream number one.
A world with no money, sunshine and utopia.
Sounds nice, but it won't do here.
Number two.
Is this a simulation?
Or is it a simulation within a simulation?
Am I really here?
Do I really exist?
Is God really?
Pause. Wait for it. Is God really?
My Little Pony in disguise.
How do we pray to him?
Oh, I know. My Little Pony, bless. Kiss, kiss, kiss.
And My Little Pony, who art in heaven.
Hail Mary, Mother of My Little Pony.
No.
Okay, then. Dream number four.
On the run from erotic spiders.
Five. I think you'd best stay away from my bumhole.
Six. The Beirut Hotel with a secret garden full of handsome Arab men waiting to wank you off.
Seven. Enough cum to wallpaper my living room.
Eight. Darkness.
And finally, dream number nine. The horologist, the keeper of space and time.
So, what's it to be, Baby?
Oh, my little I don't know. Eight and nine?
So that's Darkness and the Horologist, the Keeper of Space and Time.
Onwards and upwards to the transcendental objects at the end of time.
But what is the transcendental object at the end of time?
He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B.
What?
He was a famous trumpet man from our Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowing reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B.
He's got the answer to life and everything.
He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're ready to transition to Act 2, are we? And meet Darkness, shall we? You know him, Legion, the Devil, the Demiurge, Old Nick. It's kind of normal in Act 2. Anyway, because it's Darkness, there'll be unpleasant, creepy music, and maybe even a sulphurous smell. So, see you all in Act 2. But before you do go away, ask yourselves these questions. Will Baby survive the life journey set out by his puppet mother? Will Baby ever get over the anal irrigation? Will he find the transcendental object at the end of time? Or will Darkness devour him? Now go away! Aha! You were still here. Oh, jolly good. I thought you should know that I've had a word with the science, and apparently we do in fact live in a multiverse, and as you probably know, a multiverse is a place of infinite possibilities. So I'm afraid to inform you that all those aliens, Baby, Money, and the proctologists actually exist out there somewhere. What a terrifying thought. Anyway, they were channeled to Earth today by Alex Lake as Baby, Scott Glaze as Mummy, Leanne Bowers as Darkness, Meta Nanny as Meta Nanny, that'll be me, and the proctologists were Harry Cowper, Sam Paolo, Jazzy Mulholland, Chloe Wassell, Kim Franklin Payne, and Remy Bentley. I mean, they didn't just play the proctologists, of course, but I do like to keep a queer ear on the ground, and apparently it was their favourite bit. Baby was written and produced by Robert Shaw at queerearproductions.com, and yes, that was a hint for you to head over to queerearproductions.com, where you can find out when part 2 is to be released, alongside many, many more fabulous things at queerearproductions.com.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.